and knew them all, and how to deal with them. This one was different. Usually people saw only 10th or 12th hand copies, as like the real thing as a painting of an explosion was to, well, to an explosion. This was a book that had absorbed the sheer graphite-grey evil of its subject matter. Its name was hacked in letters over the arch, lest men and apes forget. Necrotelecomnicon. He put the key in the lock and offered up a prayer to the gods. Ook, he said fervently. Ook. The door swung open. In the darkness within, a chain gave a faint clink.
She's still breathing, said Victor.
Laddie leapt around them, barking furiously.
Maybe you should loosen her clothing or something, said Gaspode.
Oh, it's just a thought, he added.
You don't have to glare at me like that. I'm a dog. What do I know?
She seems all right, but look at her hands, said Victor. What the hell's she been trying to do?
Trying to open that door, said Gaspode.
What door?
That door there.
Part of the hill had slipped away. Huge blocks of masonry protruded from the sand. There were the stubs of ancient pillars sticking up like fluoridated teeth. Between two of them was an arched doorway three times as high as Victor. It was sealed with a pair of pale grey doors, either of stone or of wood that had become as hard as stone over the years. One of them was slightly open, but had been prevented from opening further by the drifts of sand in front of it. Frantically scrabbled furrows had been dug deep into the sand. Ginger had been trying to shift it with her bare hands.
"Stupid thing to do in this heat," said Victor, vaguely.
He looked from the door to the sea and then down at Gaspode. Laddie scrambled up the sand and barked excitedly at the crack between the doors.
"What's he doing that for?" said Victor, suddenly feeling spooked. "All his hair is standing up. You don't think he's got one of those mysterious animal premonitions of evil, do you?"
"I think he's a pillock," said Gaspode. "Laddie, shut up!"
There was a yelp. Laddie recoiled from the door, lost his balance on the shifting sand, and rolled down the slope. He leapt to his feet and started barking again. Not ordinary stupid dog barking this time, but the genuine treed cat variety. Victor leaned forward and touched the door. It felt very cold, despite the perpetual heat of Holywood, and there was just a faint suspicion of vibration. He ran his fingers over the surface. There was a roughness there, as though there had been a carving that had been worn into obscurity over the years.
"A door like that," said Gaspode behind him, "a door like that, if you want my opinion, a door like that," he took a deep breath, "bodes."
"Hmm? What? Bodes what?"
"It don't have to bode anything," said Gaspode. "Just basic bodingness is bad enough, take it from me."
"It must have been important. Looks a bit temple-ish," said Victor. "Why'd she want to open it?"
"Bits of cliff sliding down and mysterious doors appearing," said Gaspode, shaking his head. "That's a lot of boding. Let's go somewhere far away and really think about it, eh?"
Ginger gave a groan. Victor crouched down.
"What'd she say?"
"Dunno," said Gaspode. "It sounded like, I want to be alone, I thought."
"Daft. Touch of the sun there, I reckon," said Gaspode, knowledgeably.
"Maybe you're right. Her head certainly feels very hot."
He picked her up, staggering a little under the weight.
"Come on," he managed. "Let's get down into the town. It'll be getting dark soon."
He looked around at the stunted trees. The door lay in a sort of hollow, which presumably caught enough dew to make the growth there slightly less desiccated than elsewhere.
"You know, this place looks familiar," he said. "We did our first click here. It's where I first met her."
"Very romantic," said Gaspode distantly, hurrying away with Laddie bounding happily around him. "If something horrible comes out of that door, you can think of it as our monster."
"Hey, wait!"
"Hurry up, then."
"What would she want to be alone for, do you think?"
"Beats me."
After they'd gone, silence poured back into the hollow. A little later, the sun set. Its long light hit the door, turning the merest scratches into deep relief. With the help of imagination, they might just have formed the image of a man with a sword. It was the faintest of noises as, grain by grain, sand trickled away from the door. By midnight, it had opened by at least a 1/16 of an inch. Holywood dreamed. It dreamed of waking up.